Options for radiology. What is radiology? Radiology uses imaging techniques, such as x-rays, to diagnose, treat, and monitor diseases and injuries identified within the body. Diagnostic radiology services are imaging to help make a diagnosis of a disease or condition. Interventional radiology services use different types of imaging to treat conditions by guiding catheters or small needles through the body or taking biopsies. Current radiology services. Emergency diagnostic services are provided at our main hospitals 24/7, and planned services are provided 5 days a week during the daytime only. Interventional radiology services are provided for hospital inpatients or for planned day cases, currently provided 5 days a week during the daytime only in Howell Farr's main hospitals. X-ray services are provided at Cardigan Integrated Care Centre, Clandovery Hospital, South Pembrokeshire Hospital and Tenby Hospital. Issues options aim to address. Radiology has seen a large rise in activity across all hospitals. At the same time, staff shortages are stopping us from providing services for longer hours. There are also difficulties maintaining up-to-date equipment across all sites. Bringing some radiology services together on fewer sites, which is proposed in all our options, would allow us to see more patients and would address some workforce challenges. But there is potential impact on where staff work from. None of the options would fully address hiring challenges for interventional radiology roles. X-ray services would remain at Cardigan Integrated Care Centre and Tenby Hospital. They would not be provided from Clandovery and South Pembrokeshire in all options, so people living closer to these hospitals would have further to travel for their x-rays than they do now. Increased activity would also create additional work for non-emergency patient transfer provision in all options. In all our options for radiology, we keep emergency diagnostic radiology 24/7 at all four hospitals. Option A, what is the option? Planned diagnostic radiology and planned day case interventional radiology, both Monday to Friday daytime, is provided from Bronglais, Prince Philip and Withybush. Glengwilly would not provide planned diagnostic radiology, but would provide all inpatient Monday to Friday daytime interventional radiology. Patients needing this at other hospital sites would be transferred by ambulance to Glengwilly. X-ray services would remain at Cardigan Integrated Care Centre and Tenby Hospital. They would not be provided from Clandovery and South Pembrokeshire. Delivery of the option. X-ray services from Clandovery and South Pembrokeshire hospitals would be removed within 2 years. The rest of the option would be delivered within 4 years, subject to funding of staff. Impacts of the option. Glengwilly would be able to focus on emergency diagnostic radiology without the need to schedule planned diagnostic radiology, which otherwise may be at risk of cancellation. Separating inpatient and day case interventional radiology between sites reduces the risk of cancellation of day case procedures due to inpatient activity, having a positive impact on waiting times. This option would mean inpatients who require interventional radiology at Bronglais, Prince Philip and Withybush would be transferred to Glengwilly Hospital for this service. There is also less capacity to see patients in this option compared to other options, which provide extended hours for the service. This means less opportunity to reduce routine waiting times. Because inpatient and day case interventional radiology are carried out at different sites, this option has less impact on addressing staff hiring challenges in interventional radiology. This could mean that we rely on staff to cover work at alternative sites to support extended hours. Glengwilly would be the only site providing inpatient interventional radiology, so patients needing this from other Howell Farr hospitals would be transferred by ambulance to Glengwilly. Staffing costs would increase by £537,000 in this option. Building and equipment costs would be £2.345 million. Option B. What is the option? Planned diagnostic radiology, extended from 5 days to 7 days a week, daytime. Interventional inpatient and day case radiology, Monday to Friday daytime, would be provided from Bronglais, Glengwilly, Prince Philip and Withybush. X-ray services would remain at Cardigan Integrated Care Centre and Tenby Hospital. They would not be provided from Clandovery and South Pembrokeshire. Planned diagnostic radiology would also be provided from a new and dedicated diagnostic hub, site to be confirmed. in a community setting, which is not part of the other options. This new hub and the extended working hours for planned diagnostic radiology would mean Prince Philip and Withybush could provide a dedicated cancer focus. Delivery of the option. X-ray services from Llandovery and South Pembrokeshire hospitals would be removed within 2 years. Phased implementation of hospital services and hiring additional roles would be delivered in years 2 to 4, subject to funding of staff. A new diagnostic hub is a large-scale project and would need a business case to secure funding of around £48 million from the Welsh Government. The process would take several years to deliver and is subject to securing that funding. Impacts of the option. Extended hours in planned diagnostics would reduce reporting times so patients could receive their diagnosis more quickly. The dedicated cancer focus at Prince Philip and Withybush would provide multiple tests on the same day in the same location instead of several days on different sites, with quicker diagnosis for patients. This option is the only one with a regional radiology diagnostic hub. This would also provide quicker diagnosis for patients, but would need more staff and a lot more money than other options. Additional staffing would allow for extended days for some services, reducing reporting times and pressure on current staff. Having more staff would avoid the higher level of costs we currently have due to relying on overtime and temporary locum staff. The shift changes to 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, from Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. is more attractive to radiographers. Staffing costs would increase by £1.720 million in this option. Building and equipment costs would be £48.444 million, which is a lot more than other options due to the proposal of a new diagnostic hub in the community. Option C. What is the option? Planned diagnostic radiology, Monday to Friday daytime, would be provided at Bronglais, Llangrilli, Prince Philip and Withybush. Inpatient and day case interventional radiology, Monday to Friday daytime, would be brought together at Bronglais and Llangrilli and not provided at Prince Philip or Withybush. X-ray services would remain at Cardigan Integrated Care Centre and Tenby Hospital. They would not be provided from Llandovery and South Pembrokeshire. Delivery of the option. X-ray services from Llandovery and South Pembrokeshire hospitals would be removed within 2 years. The rest of the option would be delivered within 2 to 4 years, subject to funding of staff. Impacts of the option. Planned diagnostic services at Prince Philip and Withybush are protected from cancellations because inpatient interventional radiology would not be provided at those sites. Focusing all interventional work at 2 sites, rather than 4, would also reduce the extent of emergency diagnostic demands causing cancellations. Planned diagnostic working hours are not extended in this option, so there is less opportunity to reduce waiting times than option B and D. There would be a positive impact on safety, as it would improve staffing pressures through bringing together interventional staff. Staffing costs would increase by £380,000 in this option. Building and equipment costs would be £2.345 million. Option D. What is the option? Planned diagnostic radiology would be extended from 5 days to 7 days a week, daytime at Bronglais, Llangrilli, Prince Philip and Withybush. Inpatient interventional radiology would be brought together at Llangrilli and extended to 24/7. Day case interventional, Monday to Friday daytime, would be provided at Bronglais, Prince Philip and Withybush. X-ray services would remain at Cardigan Integrated Care Centre and Tenby Hospital. They would not be provided from Llandovery and South Pembrokeshire. Delivery of the option. X-ray services from Llandovery and South Pembrokeshire hospitals would be removed within 2 years. Phased implementation of hospital services and hiring additional roles would be delivered in years 2 to 4, subject to funding of staff. Impacts of the option. Increased staffing would allow some services to be offered 7 days instead of 5 days a week. This would improve reporting times and waiting times for patients. This option aims to provide additional staffing. This would allow for extended days for some services, reducing reporting times and pressure on current staff. Having more staff would avoid the higher level of costs we currently have due to relying on overtime and temporary locum staff. The shift changed to 7 days a week, 12 hours a day from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., is more attractive to radiographers. Staffing costs would increase by £1.040 million in this option. Building and equipment costs would be £2.345 million.